Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
My own destiny. Wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and you are listening to Cindy Freeman, your host. Today, our topic is doing what you want versus doing what you think is right. And you know, you might find out that there's two different directions we can go today with this show. And I'm going to let Spirit decide which one it's going to be, and maybe it's a little of both. Excuse me. So, we are at this point. I would like to invite you to participate in this show, if you'd like. And there's a couple of ways that you can do it. The first would be to go to the chat room, which is at the bottom of the show page. You scroll all the way down if you are listening to us on your computer. The other way that you can do that is to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and there is a pin to the top of the show for that, or excuse me, the top of that group. And the other is that you can call in, you can do a Skype, you can just participate in this. It would be absolutely awesome if I am not doing a monologue for this show, and we have you participating in the conversation. However, often, because it is air at New Pacific Time at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Okay, people don't always get to participate live. So instead, if you are participating in the archive version of this show, feel free to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and post over there. Now, if you are calling in, you can do that by dialing the number 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074, and join us that way. I'll press the number 1 so that we do know that you are on the on the phone line and you talk to us. And well, if you're calling in on Skype, when the show has started, which would be now, you can join us that way as well. Let's see, what other fun stuff do I want to have for you today to join us? The song that you heard is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. That is the vocalist Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And you can find out about that by going to their website, which is TRUETRINITY.com. If you'd like to reach me directly, you can do that through the PurposeTalkRadio.com website. And the easiest way to do that is to is to send an email, CINDY, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Oh, what other fun stuff do we have? If you'd like to participate in this show, we would love to have you be a part of it. And you can do that by sending me an email. What Purpose Talk Radio is about is people who are living their purpose. Whatever that might mean, it would be someone who is, cutting lawns for the summer. And they're doing what they think they're doing. And this is really for maybe you are a president, CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or maybe even older than that. Then that is ways that you can share what you've learned as you've come to what your purpose is, and also how you came to know that, what your purpose is, and maybe share with others a little bit about what they can do, what they might be able to do to find their purpose and achieve it. That's very simple of what the show is about. And we do this every week. Okay, so getting into it. You know, the thing is that I've had a couple of weeks here where I have totally letting spirit guide this show. And every time, you know, first of all, this last minute stuff is not so much fun because I'm not real good and real patient sometimes. And I'm waiting for those ideas and waiting for things to come. Today I had a suggestion from someone, and you know, she likes to remain anonymous a lot, so I'm not even going to identify her. But there's always something that puts me at a point where I've got to pay attention and go, okay, is that last minute stuff so good or not? You know, last week we had the shattering of the glass. And, you know, at work, that, you know, my church where I do this broadcast these days, it's kind of funny because there was that. This week, the bookkeeper came in, and normally she's here on Thursdays, and guess what? She's here today. So it was like switch computers, switch gears, switch everything. But if you hear a printer in the background, that's where that comes from. You know, she's got to do her stuff. I need to do my stuff. And then we come back. And, you know, that's the fun part about amateur radio. Guess what? It doesn't matter. The FCC is not going to shut us down because of it. But we get to have fun and be exactly who we are in the moment. You know, so anybody can do this. Any of you can do this and be a guest on the show. It's very simple. It's not, you know, rocket science, as they say. It's just a way where everybody gets to be comfortable and relaxed and chat and just have a conversation. Now, I don't know, of course, why my show title here and my things are showing up as highlighted, but that's okay. We'll find it out later, some other time. Go from that. Our topic today is doing what you want versus doing what you want. Today, as I had that happen, you know, I got to think back. What do I want to have happen in any given moment? I want to be relaxed when I jump on the air. I want to have everything in its pretty place. I want to be in a great show. I want to be doing this my purpose every day, especially on Fridays when it comes to creating a show for you. And you know what? It doesn't always happen that way. What it means is that I need to stop sometimes and think and even regroup and sigh and breathe and all of that in order to get and find out what I'm supposed to be doing at any given moment. And you know why? Because I'm not in charge. Spirit's in charge of all of this. And I have to remember that because that's where all this comes in. You know, I'm living my purpose by being on the air. There's no doubt about that. The question is, am I living my purpose when I get all befuddled and I get all messed up? Am I serving my purpose when I look at, you know, other people come in and I consider it a distraction? No, I'm not. You know, I'm really not. I need to relax. I need to ground. I need to stop. And I need to go and breathe and take in the moment. Okay, so what does that mean all the time? I don't know what it means. I really don't know what it means. So, here we go. Today the show is going to let me see that, you know, sometimes it turns out better than I expect. You know, I do what I want in the moment. You know, you've heard a lot about the school and all the things that are happening with that. But guess what? It's not what, again, what I want. It's what Spirit wants. and I have to just pay attention to that. I'm looking at my phone, making sure there's enough power on here to be able to continue the show. And the chat room closed, so it is open now if you'd like to participate in that. Again, just scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can be a part of that. And you know what I'm going to do? So I can breathe and get settled. I'm going to, one more time, I'm going to play our theme song. The I Am Who I Am. And see if I can get my breath and catch what I need to do for a moment. I'm feeling a little bit jaded. So here you go.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Pretend we are back at the beginning of the show. How's that? A new breath. A new fulfilling my own destiny again. Back on what is our destiny? How do you know what it is? How do you know when something is right versus what's not right? How do you know that? You know, for instance, let's look at something. You know, a lot of, I live in the city of Milwaukee. So a lot of times I will see folks hanging around that are needing help, that are, you know, the signs that say, we'll work for food, we'll, you know, that kind of thing. If they just need some money, if they just, how do you know that things like that are real? And if they're not, so what? For me, a lot of times when someone says, comes up, asks for money, I'll be honest, I do suspect something else is up. Do wonder what they're going to do with it. And often, instead of just saying, okay, well, I'll give you the money, very often I will turn around and instead I will decide to buy them the food because, you know, that way I know what's happening with it. That way, you know, I get to see the result, I guess. I mean, that's what it is. That I want to see the look on their face that they have those that food that they really need. That they get to be nourished and have something decent. You know, and there's times that I restrict, too, what I'll offer. You know, I'll say I'll offer a meal, and they want to go in and have a big steak dinner or want to have the most expensive meal on the menu. And I can't always do that. And then I think, well, what did I have today? Could I maybe change tomorrow what I'm having to something a little lighter, a little less, and maybe give them that because that's what they don't have. It's an interesting way to think about it sometimes. Duke, and then I just say, here, you're welcome. And think of how good that's going to make me feel when, instead of just opening it, I'm able to give and know that Spirit will replace that goodness. That Spirit will turn around and prosper me in some way. Because it always happens. Just something to think about. As I look at the world, you know, sometimes things need to be done around the church or around someone's home. And, you know, I just don't ever seem to find the time to do it, time to help. In the summer, summer's here. What if, you know, your neighbor's gone? You see the grass needs to be cut. What if one day you just cut it, didn't say a word,
And make it not the same day you cut yours, because then it would be pretty obvious. What if you just cut their lawn and let it be? And let them be surprised that someone did something good for them. Something that you want to do. It's not really doing what you think is right, which is maybe, you know, letting them do their own lawn and saying, you know, no trespassing, and then something that might surprise them. And again, see how you feel inside in it. What if that? You know, as fall comes by, raking leaves. Someone says, oh, I really wish I could go to something. What if they bought a gift card for them and just had somebody else give it to them or leave it on their windshield? You know, oh my, I really can't spend that money because would I go myself? Oh, I can't afford to do that. But maybe instead turn around and offer that for someone. Okay, leave it on their windshield. They have no clue where it came from. Have somebody else give it. Set it in the, you know, set it on their chair in their office. Set it in the pew where they normally sit at church with their name on it. Remember those things just to surprise somebody. Think how good it would help you feel. Believe it or not, it will. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't spend the money. I can't spend the money. That's not always the case. And sometimes it doesn't even mean money. How about leaving them a really nice, positive note? It just says, you know, it's great having you in the office. It's great having you in this church. It's great, whatever. Anonymously. Oh, I think I know what I'm doing this week. Before the next couple weeks, I need to pass some notes around that are anonymous. Hey, any of the people that know me that are listening to this, that see me in person, hey, if you know about it, don't share it with anyone. I want to do this when it feels right, or whomever it feels right. I think that's it. God, just make me think about something like that. All right, Joy, so if you're listening to this and you gave me this idea for this show, pretty cool, thank you. Because I know this show's going a totally different direction from what either one of us thought it was going to go. And once again, I just let spirit guide. So what would have been right for today? To just get all planned out and say it has to go this way and whatever. But instead, no, I just let it finally go, took a breath, you know, listening to that song again, I am who I am and I'm going to be who I'm always who I'm meant to be. And the more I think of it, the more I know that it is right. And I'm doing exactly what I think is what's meant to be. You know, over time, we all run into people that maybe we don't feel like we connect with or get along with. And we might be surprised. So here's something that happened to me yesterday that I want to share with you. And it's really interesting. I was asked to interpret at a job fair. And I kind of hesitated, and is it right, and should I be doing this? And I don't know. After the semester ended the way it did, and maybe they should be hiring a professional. You know, but my teacher said this is okay to do. And you know, it turned out we didn't have any folks for me to interpret for. And that's fine. It's like, why am I here, sitting here for 5 hours? It was the what if situation. And, oh, man, his career, and it really should be a professional, and therefore I was doing it. And then I sat there and I put on the badge that said interpreter. I turned it around and I saw, you know what? This is what I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And if I can help someone get a job, I'm not worried about hurting their prospects of getting a job. can help them get a job because they can communicate with a prospective employer exactly where I'm supposed to be and doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And while I was there was two women who had come in and they were waiting their turn because they were supposed to register for this particular fair and didn't. So there was a way for people to register at the event instead and go online and everything. And so they were waiting and I stepped out just for some fresh air and stretched my legs and all that, that was sitting for several hours. We came back and they were leaving. And I said, did you decide you didn't want to wait in line? And he said, no. We just decided this wasn't right for where we're supposed to be at this time with what we're doing. And we're kind of looking for prospects ourselves, but we didn't sign up as that, and this kind of thing. And it was for what I consider, again, one of those multi-level type companies. But it was a financial type one. And I said, yeah, I'm familiar with your company, but, our sister's involved in finances, and I've heard of you and through her and all that. And, we just chatted for a little bit and owning my own business. But you know what? The reality is I'm going to own my own business in the future, so I need to start learning how to do that instead of making the excuses of, I don't follow through, I haven't followed through, and da-da-da. Instead, I need to stop and think, some up the road, that may be something. I own my own business with the graphics and the writing and the web design and this radio show. All of this is my own business. So to think that I can't do the follow-through isn't correct. But as I talked to these ladies, they asked what my sister's name was. And the one woman praised her up and down the street and said, she is the best. She is absolutely awesome. And even now, I'm tearing up as I'm thinking about this. What was right is to just let those people go and me sit in my little cubbyhole and just wait for someone to interpret for. Instead, I stood up and I started talking to these ladies just because I felt like that's what I wanted to do. And as a result of that, there's so much pride inside of this market. And so much pride for what she does. She's an estate planner. And I'm trying to get her on this show. One of these days I will. And it was so cool to hear people praise her for what she does. She's continuing ed classes, and that's been changing the way people do continuing ed classes a lot more to offer that now. Asian medical, all of that. And, a lot more is being offered online as people get more hurried lives and want to do things late in the evening and want to spend their time with their families. It just needs to change. Maybe Jodie said that. She saw me saying, I'm fine. No, if you just did. I wanted to hear that a lot. Because, art is fast. We live in nearby, but not as much. I don't want to get to see what she does, because I don't have to talk to her about her. I'm not going to talk to her. There was nothing there. And you'll see it on anybody who's friends on my Facebook. We'll see that in a little while. Because I'm going to post about this later today. And how that made me feel. Had I not done what I wanted to do yesterday, I wouldn't have had the chance to hear that. And to feel that pride. And that connection that I don't normally get. My family's not that close. I've talked about that before. There's moments. There's moments. For my birthday and having it at my parents' house in a couple of weeks. All of that. There's moments. But in general, you know, hugs, I love you, things like that. Well, you grew up that way. But this is my chance to say, hey, Sandy, I heard something really great about you. And I am so glad you are in that field and so glad you are helping people and sharing your talents with the world. So, like I say, hopefully she'll be on this show at some point, trying to get scheduled, what we can do about that. So you know what? I'm not going to have much more to say on this show today. You know, if you do things, I will turn it around the other way. You know, what would you do? What would be the worst thing that would happen if you did something you wanted to do versus just what you think you should do? Somebody might say something. Somebody might turn it around on you. It really doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel inside and the end result of that. That's what matters the most. That's what puts you in the line of purpose, living your purpose in the moment. If you stop long enough, if you think about it long enough and say, hey, how do I feel? What's my situation? What's my what I should be doing? And follow that instead of just what's right. I bet you'll find that in the end, all that consternation, maybe going back and forth, going, should I do that? I can't. I know I want. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No, I can't. I bet that will be so clear to you in the end. And you'll feel so much better about it. It will be amazing. So again, if you want to share with others how you have come to do what you want, what you feel your purpose to do, please do send me an email message at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, purposetalkradio.com. Come to the Facebook page, come to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, any of those things. And we'd love to have you do that. Send me a message, anything. I would like to leave you, as I do every week, with an affirmation. And that affirmation is going to be very simple. It is, I am doing what I am. I am doing what I want versus what I think is right. I am doing what I want versus what I think is right. Knowing that the greatest and best outcome will come of it. So I am doing what I want versus what I think is right. Know that the greatest and best outcome will come of it. There we go. Simple. And, you know, if you say that a couple times every day, share that with yourself and with your family. You get a chance to hopefully share that feeling with somebody else. And then it spreads around your world and around your environment. And you know what? It's very simple. I believe this way for this week. So I'm going to be looking into my birthday month and maybe start. I am who I am. You can find them at TRIY.com.
And until next week and next time, well, oh, I am one more thing. I'm sorry. If you can hear kind of show, you can also put in comments and start a new conversation. Since the chat room is open, the show ends, but chat room conversation is open. And it's all down indefinitely, so you can find the short.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.